Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
This is John Slavik from the Raymond Corporation, and you're listening to the New Warehouse Podcast. And our safety tip of the day is ensuring that you have an adequate training program for your facility to make sure that our operators, before they get on the floor, know exactly what to expect and have all of the safety precautions in mind.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer is in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer. Fulfillment demand continues to skyrocket and outpace available labor. To keep up, warehouse operators are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems. Utilizing Six River Systems' award-winning combination of collaborative robots, artificial intelligence, and operational expertise will make your associates and wall-to-wall fulfillment workflow more efficient. No new infrastructure, no change to warehouse layout, easy to deploy and scale, easy to train and retain associates, all at half the cost of traditional automation. Want to take your fulfillment operation to the next level? Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. That's www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. On today's episode, I am joined by John Slavik. He is the Senior Manager, Intelligent Warehouse Solutions at the Raymond Corporation. We've had some representatives from Raymond on the show multiple times. We are recording this at ProMat DX virtually. Last year at MODEX, we were able to go to the Raymond booth, get some virtual reality training, which was very cool in person, so I'm definitely missing that this year. But John is going to talk to us about the Courier 3220 automated tow tractor that is a finalist in the MHI Innovation Award this year. And he's also going to talk to us about their pick-to-pallet LED light system, which I think is pretty cool. So I'm interested to hear about that. So John, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. So for those that maybe are new listeners, haven't heard from all the other people from Raymond that have been on the show, or just not familiar with your red forklifts, why don't you give us a brief overview of what Raymond is and what it is you guys do?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So Raymond Corporation has been around for about 100 years, and we started off as a forklift manufacturer, as most people would know us. But today, we like to consider ourselves a total intralogistics solutions provider. The reason we say that is because, you know, forklifts are just one part of what we do today. A lot of what we're focusing on now is the technologies that help our customers optimize their warehouse. So we're talking about things like the pick-to-pallet system, for example, or automation, we have real-time location tracking systems, and various other technologies that can help our customers increase efficiency, productivity, and streamline their operations.
Definitely. And yeah, I think over the conversations that I've had with other representatives from Raymond, you know, on the show, it's certainly become clear that you guys have expanded way beyond just forklifts, and you're very interested in, like you said, the intralogistics and, you know, ensuring that the people are optimizing, automating, and what's the last one?
Connecting.
That's it. There we go. See, I've talked to you guys a lot. See? So, you know, this year for ProMat DX, you guys have the Courier 3220 automated tow tractor. It's actually up for MHI Innovation Award. So talk to us about that. Tell us what it is first, and then I guess tell us, you know, what makes it so innovative.
Sure. So the 3220 is our newest addition to the Courier lineup of vehicles. We like to think of it kind of as the super tugger, right? The big brother to our 3020 model that has been on the market for a while. Okay. So what it's able to do is increase capacity. You know, we had a lot of conversations with our customers, and what they were looking for oftentimes was that increased capacity. So we went from the 10,000 pound, which was at the 3020 level, up to 15,000 pounds at the 3220. Additionally, we found that some of our customers had terrain that wasn't always flat. They had inclines. Mm-hmm. They had ramps that we had to deal with. So another part of what we wanted to focus on was being able to, you know, tug up these ramps, down these ramps, you know, while carrying a load. So that was a huge thing that was really beneficial for our customers. So the 3220 uses the same technology that we have. So it's easily implemented. You know, mm-hmm. we can normally have these trucks up and running within a week in your facility. It is infrastructure free. So we're not talking about adding anything to the facility. It's going to be based on the Vision system, just like our other trucks. So it's very easy to use, very easy to train our customers to be self-sufficient with these vehicles. So like in other operators or in other producers of automation out there, any changes that need to be made, they really need to be heavily involved, but not so much with the Courier line of products. And this is no different from that. So yeah, it's one of our most exciting and probably one of our most necessary additions to the fleet so far.
Nice. So tell me, I guess, a little bit more about it. You know, what's the, like, on the technology standpoint, you know, how are customers receiving it? It sounds like it's very easy to set up. You said a week for implementation. So how has that been in terms of attracting customers to it and getting people to adopt the automation of it more easily?
Sure, absolutely. So I think when our customers are thinking about automation, it feels like a very daunting task. They think it's going to tie up a bunch of resources and they're not going to be able to continue with the operations, but not so much with us. When we go in there, you know, we have our technicians who are trained throughout the country that are on site that help to set up that truck. We work very closely with our partners that do all of the training. And to train these trucks is a matter of driving the route that you want it to go, recording that route as you're driving it, and then setting that on its route. So it's I know I'm really simplifying it, but that's basically what it is. So during our training process for both the truck and for operators and supervisors on site, we really get them on the trucks. We teach them how to train. We teach them how easy it is to use that system. So if minor changes need to be made on the fly, they have the ability to do that. They're not on the phone waiting to get a hold of us, calling somebody in. They can keep their operations running as smooth as they can and make the, you know, those changes as necessary.
Interesting. So clarify for a little bit. So when you say drive it, so you can essentially take this and switch it from autonomous mode to manual mode is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Right?
All of our trucks are hybrid trucks in that regard. So if there's a situation that you need to jump on it and drive it as a manual truck, you absolutely can. But that's also how we train it. Mm. So what's interesting is you get on and you drive the route exactly as you want it to go. Mm. Right. And then while you're doing that, the system is recording using that Vision system, thousands of pictures of your facility as it moves through. And it uses points of reference to understand where it is in terms of space.
Okay.
Those points of reference are going to be the things that never change. You know, the columns, the cracks in the floor, the lights, the rafters, things like that. You know, so if there's pallets or other things that are in the line of view, those don't matter as much because it's intelligent enough to understand as it's moving what those fixed fixtures are. And then it records it as it goes, so it knows where it is.
Interesting. So, yeah, I like that. I mean, that makes it super simple to train it. It sounds like because you're able to just drive the path that you want instead of, you know, having to be, I guess, at the computer mapping it out and things like that. So it sounds like very, very easy to use by anybody for sure that can drive the machine. So in terms of, you know, you mentioned if there's a pallet or something different there that's not, I guess, like a static item or a static point, you know, how does it handle that type of thing. Like if something's in its path, does it have a safety feature to stop, or does it know to stop? How does it recognize that?
Sure. So it has a sensor safety array around the front of the vehicle, and it will be able to detect any obstructions in its way. So it has both a slowdown and a stop zone that are directly in front of the vehicle as it's traveling. So if something enters the slow zone, the truck will slow down. If it enters that stop zone, the truck stops immediately. When those obstructions are removed from that pathway, the truck automatically takes back onto its route. So it doesn't need intervention from a human being to go back on its route. It just needs the obstruction moved out of the way. Mm.
Very interesting. And I think that, you know, it sounds like a great solution. And overall, I mean, I think on the innovative side, I mean, to me, the most innovative part is the ease of setting it up and training it. I think that's huge. I mean, that's absolutely a really big deal. Yeah, so very cool stuff. So talk to us too about, I'm interested in this pick-to-pallet LED light system. I'm curious, you know, how does that work? I've heard of, you know, pick-to-light, but never having it integrated with the fork truck itself. So tell me, what is that and how does it work?
Well, like you mentioned, it is a pick-to-light system, but it is integrated with the truck. So, you know, on the forks, you'll have cutouts for these various lights. Okay. And as the operator is picking, it's picking to that light system. So it's going to know where on the pallet to place that particular customer's item. So it reduces mispicks. So if we're thinking, for example, about our food service industries, right, those that are, you know, out there today, one of the most expensive portions of their business are those mispicks. So if we can reduce those, that's where huge savings comes into play. And a pick-to-light system, as we know, especially for a truck like this, really reduces the time in training. Training is also another cost that we have to think about, right? We want to get those people onto the floor as soon as we can. And by doing this, we're giving them a visual indicator of where that pick goes and therefore reducing those pick errors.
And now a quick break to hear from our sponsor, Supply Chain Mavens. The past year has been full of fascinating and complex supply chain news. From shortages and forecasting challenges, to issues with COVID-19 test components, to the never-before-seen speed to market of the vaccine. In the past year, logistics and supply chain professionals like you have been nothing short of miracle workers. Supply Chain Mavens helps your team to continuously improve by developing tailored training solutions to enhance your team's competencies so they can successfully work across all aspects of supply chain. They offer exam preparation for the coveted APIX, certified in logistics, transportation, and distribution designation, as well as education in topics across the supply chain. Visit them at supplychainmavens.net/new warehouse to learn how they can help you advance your team's performance. That's supplychainmavens.net/new warehouse. Now back to the show. Very interesting. So on the pick side, so the system is integrating with the WMS, I guess, or what's driving to tell it where the right location is?
Yep. So absolutely. So it can be done in a couple of different ways. And one, like you said, is an integration with a WMS system. And that's, you know, done on a case by case business because there's so many different WMS systems that are out there. But, you know, we do have our integrators that we work with that are able to do that as well. Or it can be used in a different way as well, just by using the system, just using the light system itself. And the lights can be set up in several different types of configurations. They can be a steady light. They can be a flashing light. They can flash several times to let the operator know, okay, if it flashes three times, it's for customer A. If it flashes twice, it's for customer B. And that way you can have multiple customers even on the same pallet for delivery.
Very interesting. So I'm curious, you know, with the, you know, the goal is to have better picking accuracy and order accuracy. So when customers have implemented this, what type of improvements have they seen on that front?
So it's going to be an increase in picking because you're taking a lot of that decision-making process away from the operator.
Right.
A lot of our operator assist technologies are designed to do so. The operator does a great job, but sometimes that decision-making process is what slows them down, right? So if we take that out and it just becomes almost like muscle memory, you know, you're just picking to this light, you don't have to think about it, your pick increases. And again, that accuracy is going to be huge, and that's what we've noticed too, where we put these in. And again, the training portion is huge. We can get people on the floor a lot faster. If you're doing low-level picking and that's going to be your primary function, getting you on the floor, picking to light, the first thing you got to do is read your pick list, and then you just need to know where to place it. It's that simple.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's very creative idea. And, you know, especially because I've seen too where, you know, I guess there's like pick carts that will have the lights on them as well. But then that's, you know, that's an additional thing too as well. And this makes it very simple. So very, very interesting stuff. So I'm curious for you, you know, you're a manager of Intelligent Warehouse Solutions. So, you know, what are you most excited about in the warehousing space, either, you know, from Raymond or new technology that you're seeing during ProMat DX? What's exciting for you?
So I think mostly I'm excited about the way that we can optimize warehouses today. And I think the fact that we have these breadth of solutions that we can offer really can be customized to our individual customers. So if they're not ready for automation, we still have solutions to help them optimize, whether that be those operator assist technologies, or sometimes they're really just learning or wanting to optimize their labor force. So we can put in our labor management system. So I think it's the fact that there's so many more tools now that we can use to help our customers rather than just providing lift trucks, which again, foundational, we need those, right? We need those products to move. But what can we do to make those trucks more intelligent and provide data for us so that we know we have the right trucks doing the right jobs, we have the right number of trucks, we have the right number of people doing that work, and are we getting the biggest bang for our buck out of the technology that we're getting today? So I think that's probably what gets me most excited, knowing what's coming and how we're going to be able to make these the best, most efficient warehouses we can today.
Definitely, yeah. And I think that's key, especially as, you know, we've seen such a spike in demand and growth in the warehousing space, you know, just due to the pandemic and other factors and people moving more online ordering and things of that nature. So it's really interesting. So I'm curious, do you think that we will get to a point where all like fork trucks and vehicles within the warehousing space will be totally autonomous, or do you think there's always going to be that need for manual human intervention as well?
So I know that a lot of our customers have this excitement around, you know, this new idea of going dark, right? So that we can have these completely automated warehouses. And, you know, we've seen them in a couple of different places in Europe and around the world. And while that does sound exciting, and I think that's great, I think there is still a place for human beings in all facilities, right? There are some decisions that are going to have to be made. And until we have that kind of artificial intelligent brain, right, that's making these decisions for us, we're going to need human beings to be touch points. And even if it is in more of an oversight to make sure the operation's running smooth and to make sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, I think that, yes, we are going to be moving towards automation because these tasks can be automated. And I think people get excited about that. But I don't think that human beings will ever be completely gone from these types of facilities.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's always that need for the human touch in some aspects because there's, I don't know. I mean, even as much as we can, you know, optimize and automate and all these things, there's always like those special cases within warehousing. Yeah. It's just, it never ends.
Very true.
Yeah. All right. So very interesting stuff. And I'm really interested to learn about, you know, the automated tow tractor and also the pick to pallet LED light system. So John, I want to thank you for joining me on the show today. How can people find out more information about these items?
Absolutely. So there's information on our website, raymondcorp.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find more information on the Raymond Corporation's YouTube page as well.
Okay, great. And we'll link to both of those at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So, John, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for The New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.